capital on the plain. The French reached the top of Butte-en-Neuve and formed into a line. The light rain that had been falling all morning stopped as if in expectation of the approaching battle. Play the following dramatic music as you read the battle account below. At about 7:30 a.m., the native allies of the French began firing upon the British from the woods nearby. The British attack itself did not begin until 8 o'clock in the morning. Wolfe had 2 6-pound cannon at his disposal, and he used them to fire upon the French position atop the Butte. "We had 2 pieces of short brass 6-pounders laying on the enemy," John Knox wrote, "which threw them into some confusion and obliged them after their disposition. And Montcalm formed them into 3 large columns. After 9 a.m., the 2 armies moved a little closer to one another." At around 9:45, the mounted Montcalm rode the length of his line shouting, "Are you tired?" His troops responded with a resounding, "No!" They were lying. At 10 a.m., the French shouted, "Vive le roi!" And the battle formally began. "The enemy, French, began to advance in 3 columns, Knox wrote. "With 2 shouts, 2 of their line moved to the left of our army, and another to our right, firing diagonally at the 2 extremities of our line." The French line, made up of Canadian and French troops, had never trained together. They were moving in a disordered fashion. Noir de Malartic, a French officer, observed the problem.
"We had not got 20 pesels when the left of our line was too far in the rear and the center too far in the front. The Canadians, who formed the second rank, and the soldiers of the third, fired without orders and according to custom, then threw themselves on the ground to reload. This forced movement broke all the battalions."
They had fired too soon, and their volleys were ineffectual and disruptive. The disorganized French line stopped 40 meters away from the British and fired again. British soldiers slumped over dead as iron gunballs tore through their bodies. Just as Wolfe was about to give the order to fire back, a sniper shot him through the wrist. The British held their ground until Wolfe was bandaged up, and then he returned to the line. The British general then raised his cane and shouted, "Fire!" The British attack devastated the French line. First the Canadian militia and then the French regular troops began to retreat. Wolfe sent a Scottish regiment called the Highlanders to attack the retreating French with their broadswords. The British backed up their Scottish homies with their plaid and bagpiped the wrath. Oh yeah, and a bayonet charge too.